गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय तदाय कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय। आई थिंक दैट फॉर ब्रह्मचारी especially Gurukram Prabhu, Shyamrani and Pundarik Prabhu, they have told so many things. And they have told what I wanted to tell. But it's still I will try to tell something. In this whole world, all human entities, living entities, human persons, trees, creepers, Hindu, Muslim, Asian, Christian, Buddha, are all animals. They want to be happy. They are doing everything to be happy. We see that our scientists have done marvelous things in discovering so many things. Communications, transportation, medical, and all in every thing, from cooking to medical and everything, very wonderful discoveries they have done. Only to be happy. Also, so many bombs, nitrogen bombs, and atom bombs, more than that. And so many another bombs are to be discovered so that in a moment we can destroy our enemies and we will be happy. Thus we see that anyone in this world wants to be happy. And that happiness should be pure happiness. There should be no suffering, sorrows and all things. But we see that we are doing so many things. Our sense has progressed so much that in whole world we have come together in a very nearer circle. We can hear from here India, from Australia, from England, France, anywhere. In a moment, we can see here playing anywhere cricket or anything from here. So these discoveries have done wonderful effect to make all the human bodies and all others together. But we see that is a very bad effect of this. That we have no love each other in our husband and wife. If there is some love and affection, but for moment and for self gain, like there is a very beautiful pair, husband and wife. In a accident, if wife is injured and she has burned and some scratches has come here and she cannot work more, then husband will beat up. If husband has no money, he cannot earn money and he cannot give the facilities she wants, then she may can give up. We like dogs, but if dogs bite anyone, himself, to anyone, his master, then he will be upset. So, we are seeing that in this world. Or there is some love, but self again is there. Selfness is there, not pure. And that is why we are not satisfied with that. And that is why so many world wars and everything is going on. At first we should know that who am I? Who is wanting this love and affection or this pleasure of life? This body? We are not this body. We don't want to die, but death is certain. Today, tomorrow, after some years, after 100 years, or 500, or 5,000 years, you will have to give up this body. And everything in this world, everything. What you are collecting in life, less and less crores of dollars. And everything, even this body, your children, your husbands, your wives, this world, you'll have to give up. You know that we don't want any suffering or any sorrow, but still it will come. Our death is sure to come. But who are I? Who am I? Who is controlling all these things? Why these are going on? Then if we will try to realize all these things, then you will have to take shelter of any realized person who is so near and dear to God. God is so merciful. So merciful. Yeah, I have to. He is everywhere. There is no place where he is not. He is on our heart, in his tree, in his all particles of the world. He knows everything. Especially he is so merciful. So if we will pray him that, oh God, I want to know who am I? Why am I unhappy in this world? Why death and birth is going on and suffering and sorrow are coming? He will at once arrange for a very qualified and bona fide person. And he will help us. And he is called Guru. Like Jesus Christ. Like Buddha, you know perhaps. In our country, Ramanuj, Madhvacharya, and though there are so many, they are like gurus. So, then by associating with them, we will know that we are not this physical body. Once upon a time, there was a very beautiful king, powerful king, wanted to control not worldly this world, wanted to control air, water, fire, ether, and all things. But he died. His wife were weeping, lamenting, his attendants and all were so much unhappy and weeping bitterly. A saint came. Why you are weeping? Why you are weeping? Because he has gone. Where he has gone? He is lying down here. He is covered with white dress, this cloth. You can talk with him. They tell, no, he has death. Oh, what is death? That his soul has gone. His life has gone. When it will come? Oh, it will never return. So you are weeping for that soul, not for this body? No, we are weeping for that body, that soul, not for this body. Oh, but you know that what has gone from this body? What was his color? How long he was? How fat he was? He was black, or he was white or golden color? What attributes were there? Oh, I have not seen. Oh, you have not seen. You have no relation with that. And still you are weeping for that. And if you are weeping for this body, then body is here. Why you are weeping? So, we should know that we are not this physical body. We are soul. But what is that soul? Part and parcel of that Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has same quality as Krishna, that God has, but in part, not whole. So, we have forgotten him now. And we are taking birth and death, suffering and sorrow. We don't want to be old, but fat will be
white.
Teeth will go away. We will be so weak. At the age of 100, we cannot walk. And at last, we'll have to give to everybody. It is for all. For trees, creepers, animals, human beings, demigods, for all. So in this human body, we can realize what is that soul. This soul is the part and parcel of that Godhead. And that is why God is the embodiment of happiness, pleasure, prema, love and affection. So we want sukh, we want happiness in this world. But the process are not true, not good. We want to love each other. If we cannot do, we want to love dogs. We want to love anything. But these are all mortal things. We'll have to give up all these things. So we should have love for God. And by this achieving, in human body only, we can do it. We can realize who is God. How he is controlling this whole world? How he has come to this world? He knows everything. And he is causeless, merciful. He has descended in this world in the form of his name. And if we chant and pray his mercy, then very easily he will be very merciful to us. And he will connect us to any realized person. And we will give our love and affection to the Lord's feet of Supreme Personality of God very easily. Only we can pray, O God, we are yours. We should have connect any with any relation. As here in this world, there are some relations, wife and husband, son and mother, father and mother, like friends. We can have these relations. Don't think that this relation is mortal. It is transcendental and eternal. We don't know, but he knows. So if he will think that God is like my son, God is my friend, oh friend, like oh beloved, this is most superior than all relations. And if he will chant, then he will be very merciful to us. And we can realize that him, and we can cross the ocean of death and
birth
and suffering and sorrows and everything. Gaur Praman
Hari Hari.
This is the substance, and it is now so late, I think that we should not be late. So one kirtan should be doing that. Jai Jai, Jai Jai.